Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the church celebrates the memorial feast of the beheading of St. John the Baptist. First reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. St. Paul reminds us that those who truly love God and walk in his ways are kept safe by the power of God. Thus, the psalmist of today from Psalm 71 says, O Lord, I take refuge in you. In your justice, rescue me. Pay heed to me and save me. Therefore, if we have been sealed by God's Spirit and specially called to tell of his justice and truth, then do not be perturbed, because the Holy Spirit has been mandated to grant us the graces necessary for battle against the Herodias of our world today, that is, the agents of wickedness, agents of vindictiveness, impoverished leaders who have impoverished their people, their citizens, and agents who destroy the family unit. Therefore, if we have been specially called to be a John the Baptist in our communities, in our families, in our societies, if we have been specially called to counter the activities of those persecutors, then we must prepare ourselves for persecutions. Your persecutor could be a friend who betrays your trust, a leader who promised to offer equity and justice to his citizens, but went back on his or her promise. Your persecutor could be your husband or wife who has betrayed your fidelity of love and oneness. And your persecutor could be your alter ego or other self who has made you inactive in life and persuades you not to challenge or face the challenges of life. We must identify our persecutors so as to know whether to fight back with God's power or to hold back for the reign of God's glory. However, if the Lord animates you to be the voice of the voiceless, then save lives with your voice. End the abuse of the human person. End the brutality of the oppressed and the marginalized. Yes, we must not be like Herod, who refused to voice the truth for fear of losing his friends. A man of truth and justice will lose his friends, but we must rejoice, for the Lord is our hope and our trust. He will be there to comfort us when we are alone. He will be there to shoulder us when they all abandon us. He will be there to grant us newness of self and newness of life when they deprive us of our human rights. And he will be there to grant us an unending life when our short life in this world is shortened. And so, my brothers, my sisters, we are confident of this very thing, the work we are doing for the Lord, because we know that the one who has begun this good work in us will bring it to perfect end in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless us this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. John the Baptist, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.